the ruling party, most of their people, they've been creating a narrative that the problem in this country has to do with mostly white people, but specifically the white farmers. So it is as if white farmers are the ones who are perpetuating poverty. And that is totally untrue. That's what happened in Zimbabwe. The propaganda machinery went on trying to reflect a narrative that says the farmers there owned huge chunks of land, which was actually not true. Even here in South Africa, one of the problems that we have is that we don't have a correct reflection, a true reflection, who owns the land. And truly speaking, a huge chunk of land in this country is owned by the government and traditional authorities. It's not owned by white farmers, you know. So that is a wrong narrative. Now, an ordinary person who's out there suffering may start to see these white farmers as enemies. And truly speaking, these white farmers are people who are creating jobs, who are providing food security in this country. Interestingly, the so-called empowerment policies have created even more poverty amongst black people. So if you force companies to be empowerment the way ANC has been saying, people lose jobs. For example, creating the minimum wage. You are going to have a situation where employers are going to use machinery. They're going to use technology. So the very people that ANC wants to empower are the ones who are going to suffer. And we've already seen a lot of that. If you look at the manufacturing sector, because of the so-called empowerment policies, we've seen every week in South Africa, a manufacturing firm is closing because of that. And again, who's suffering is mostly black people. In the farming industry, since they've introduced this minimum wage, we've already lost more than 1 million jobs. Now, the rhetoric about land redistribution is going to discourage investors, both foreign investors and local investors. So we have a big problem here. Now, this 50% land distribution, actually, as far as I can see, is going to create a disaster in this country. So it's something that should not happen, and I still believe it won't happen because constitutionally, it's not going to be implementable. What is happening here is that for the past 20 years, the ANC government has failed dismally to transform the country economically. So the levels of poverty remains. But also what they failed to do is to create true empowerment. True empowerment can only happen through education, not through transferring wealth or through redistribution. So they are disparate and they are trying to point to scapegoats, which is a problem. I think through public policy, we need a situation where both the new farmers, and these are mostly black farmers, should be able to acquire land, and the experienced farmers should be able to retain land. That is doable. Actually, in my view, the government owns more land, so the black farmers can get land from the government, not from the existing farmers. That is very, very problematic, you know. So you want a situation where both our farmers, the new ones and the experienced ones, have access to land. Both of them should have access to finance. So the land bank, for example, should fund all of them. And the other thing that I would love to see going forward, I want to see the new farmers and the experienced farmers working together. For example, if you're going to use technology, you need farmers to be much more bigger to maximize on the economics of scale. So that's how we should move forward. But the government is creating a wedge between our people, between our new black farmers and experienced farmers. And that is a problem. You know, so in terms of social cohesion, this current government has done much to destroy that. So our people are now very, very suspicious to each other, which is not proper.